Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. This is the new awakening, a spiritual shift from the approach to God. Man has approached God with the give me approach. Lord, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. And in this new awakening, the Lord has shifted everything. So he just wants to hear you praise him. He already knows what you need. And he promised to supply your every need. And so we have just started thanking God. Oh, my God. And just saying, Lord, we didn't come to ask you for nothing. You already know. We just want to thank you. And his word has been applied to that. Where he says, before you call, I will answer. And while you're yet hearing or yet speaking, I will hear you. There it is. While you're yet speaking, I will hear. Even right now, he hears us. Thank you, Lord, for it. Mighty, mighty, mighty name. Oh, my God, this is a wonderful day. Get ready to give God praise. People coming from all walks of life, from every denomination, from every church affiliation, from every economic strata, just coming from everywhere. And this is a day where people are joining together, coming together. And they will forget when I had through the auspices of the Holy Ghost, the come together in Dallas, Texas, amen, at the Cowboy Football Stadium, amen. And over 30,000 people came together, and we were praising God there in a great way. It was wonderful. Now, the saints are coming together now like never before, amen, giving God praise and adoration for what he's done, for what he's doing, for what he's going to do. We're coming together. Amen. We'll give you a chance and an opportunity to praise him in just a minute here. Let's go to him in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for so many things. Thank you for caring for us. Thank you for being a comforter. Well, the Holy Ghost is our comforter, according to John 14, I believe, 26, that you are our comforter through the Holy Ghost. Thank you for it. Thank you for being our cleansing power. Thank you for being our Holy Ghost power, our anointing. Thank you for all your thank you for rebuking death from our back doors. I saw how you did it for Mother Johnson when they thought she was going to die in 1 week and sent her home to die. And you caught it and commanded death, get out of there and let her stay many months. Thank you for it. You are the best everything, the best father, the best mother when mother's gone, and the best father when father's gone. Sister, brother, you are the best friend. Oh, God, thank you for everything. Thank you for healing our hearts, God, and letting our heart beat another time. On this line, know how to make a heartbeat. We couldn't create nothing. And thank you for creating everything, the good and the evil. Because if you had left the evil to be created, Satan would have created the evil and killed all of us 20, 30 years ago. Thank you. You're so wise. Oh, so everlasting. We appreciate you. I'm asking you to look on this prayer line this morning. Somebody's in trouble because trouble knocks on all of our doors. Please fix it for them. Please help them. Please lift them when they're down. Oh, God, somebody needs you to perform a miracle. You are a miracle worker. so many miracles that have happened on this line alone. I sit down and begin to write down some miracles that you had done. And before I could even stop, I had recorded over 80-something miracles. And so many more than that you have done, and we praise you for it. Now, look on every person, help them through these storms, and we'll give you the glory, all the glory and the praise shall be thine. We give you the glory and the honor. We just glorify you, Lord. Now, thank you. We praise you as we lift our hands to worship and we bless your holy name. Oh, the glory. Oh, the honor. Oh, God, you deserve all of that. We bless you. Now, Lord, forgive us for every sin, sins of omission and sins of commission. Oh, God, bless, bless, bless. It brought to my mind the woman at Zarephath. God, somebody needs a blessing like the woman at Zarephath. God, she thought she was going to die picking up sticks at the gate. You showed up and turned things around. God, show up and turn things around. In Jesus' name we pray. And for the glory of God, we ask it. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. My God, my God, my God. God bless all of you on the prayer line. We know that we have some great people on this line, and you are somebody. We do honor you. We honor all of you, every person on here, all those with titles and with protocol. And as Mother Bibby used to say, we honor all those who we don't know to call.
Yes.
Even the ones without protocol, all that. We just honor you. And thank you for being here. Thank you for coming from Africa, Asia, India, all over the world, from being here from Russia. And all of you, thank God for you. All right, I come to you as a lamb, like coming into shepherds and shepherdess. Amen. I want you, if you would, let's wake up here.
Okay.
Amen. Let's wake up here. Let's wake up. And instead of speaking so much in tongues, because most people don't understand, that to actually be truthful, tongues are to edify you. Amen. But we got the saints on the line. Instead of speaking so much in tongues, let's speak to one another. Amen. And if we can't speak to one another, why are we speaking in tongues? Because we got the wrong spirit in the first place. All right. And we speak to one another because people can understand us. Amen. God bless you. Let's edify the saints. Good morning to all of you all who are awake. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning to you. Amen.
Good morning.
Anybody else? Good morning to you. Good morning. Y'all awake?
Good morning. Yes, we are.
God bless you. God bless you. And let's speak to the Lord. Wake up and speak to the Lord. He's the one who's blessed you all night long. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning. Good morning, Father. Good morning. Thank you, Lord.
Let's praise him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Wake up and praise him.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Come on, give him a little longer praise this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. This praise, Father God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you for loving us, Father. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
913, help us.
I love you, Jesus. I love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
407, help us. Thank you. 901.
707. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Somebody good to you.
Love you, Jesus.
Bless your holy name.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, my God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
All right. Wake up.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Just, I want to go back to our wisdom seminar today and get a different wisdom seminar today. I want to get a familiar scripture that many of us quote. Let me tell you where it is. It's in Proverbs 15 and 3. Proverbs 15 and 3. And a few verses following. But the eyes of the Lord, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding, and it says, the evil first and the good. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. I just want to do that one scripture this morning. And good morning to all of you in those foreign countries and everywhere else. Many of you who have adopted this line as your line of praise and worship, where you get your a good inspiration for the day from. And thank you over there in Brazil and over there in the Philippines and even in Haiti. Thank you for listening. Amen. We got some saints on here who will bless you. I said we got some saints on here who will bless you if you just listen. Amen. We got some Mother Johnsons on this line. Amen. Mother Johnson left a legacy of people who are speaking like her and have wisdom like she had. Just stay tuned and you'll hear it. Amen. We got some people who love the Lord. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Excuse my voice, but they are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Amen. Well, all these folks nowadays, we used to didn't understand that too much, and yet we believed it. But you got all kinds of smartphones and everything. Most of us didn't see all that years ago. But now we see it. You can't hardly do nothing without people taking pictures of it.
All right.
They're all on the news. And they texting their pictures to Channel 4 and Channel 9 and Channel 11 and all that. Many times the news gets their pictures from people nowadays because they're in every place. That's the eyes of the Lord. Who made people? God himself is the creator of all things. So he made people, and they become his eyes. Amen. Oh, yes, in the spirit realm, he can see everything, and he does. Remember Jesus when the Pharisees used to think, and they were thinking negative thoughts about Jesus, and Jesus knew their thoughts afar off. He knew everything they were thinking, and see, he knows everything. He knows everything. That's what is everything? Everything is everything. He just knows everything. And so I'm going to open up this line and let y'all expound on that. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. I could go on, but I just want you all to be able to have the room to expound on that. God bless you. Who's the first one like to be a blessing? Like to be a blessing to people worldwide. Amen. My. Just before we do that, let me back up here for a moment. And, I think I'm correct on this. Today is Friday. You know, sometimes I have to check. So many things going on in my life. But if I'm correct, if today is Friday, and I think it is, tomorrow is Ambassador Hagen's birthday. I think I'm right on that, too. So we would have the privilege today to wish her a happy birthday. And is that right, Ambassador Hagen?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Chief.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. That is correct. That is right.
Okay. We're going to take time at the end today to wish you a happy birthday. Let me do that right now as a person. But at the end, we're going to open up the line so people can wish you a happy birthday. But please know that we love you very much and wish you a very happy birthday. Hope you live many more years. And that God will be ultra awesome to you. You've been a blessing on this line. You've introduced us now for years. Amen. I don't know of anybody who can do a better job than you. You are awesome. Thank God for you. Thank you for being a blessing to the blog line, too. You are the one who has the ingenuity, the wisdom to put that together for us. And I want to just acknowledge you and thank God for you. Such a smart person, a valedictorian of your class. And so many other smart people on this line, but this is your day. God bless you. We'll come back at the end and do that. All right.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
And thank you.
The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Come on, saints. Open that up for the people who are listening, and you can be a blessing to them. Who will be a blessing this morning and expound on that? The line is open to you. Anybody take that mantle? Amen. I know you got wisdom. I know you got something on that. I'm going to ask some of you all to really open it up.
Ambassador Johnson. Ambassador Johnson, this is Ambassador Stern. Would you please excuse me today? I am en route to Good Friday service. Today is Good Friday, and I'm en route to service this morning. And so I just want to let you know while I'm listening, but I can't really participate this morning. God bless you.
I understand. Amen. Thank you so much. You're always so compassionate. Amen.
Yes. We're having a good Friday service at my Monumental Faith Church.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. Some of you all, open that up for us and expound on that.
God bless you. This Ambassador Pfeiffer. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. God bless you. I wasn't sure. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for you, Chief, this morning. We thank God for Ambassador Betty Johnson this morning and all the ambassadors and everyone on the line. We do honor our Dr. Hagen this morning as well. Praise God. And just looking at the scripture here and talking about the hate first. And you mentioned how the hate came before the good. And that is because God is watching. God is watching the enemy because he doesn't have to watch what good does. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. But the enemy is seeking whom he can devour. That's why he's watching. And the Bible says watch and pray. And we know that we have to watch the enemy. We don't have to watch goodness. We have to watch the enemy. And even in Isaiah, when it said in 54 and 17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's how God keeps that enemy from prospering, because the eyes of God are on him. And that's why you can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all the people all the time, because somebody is watching, somebody is praying, And we just want to give God the glory this morning for knowing that he is watching the evil that is lurking about us, the evil the enemy is trying to speak to, devour, and kill the people of God. And it wouldn't have to be watched if it wasn't trying to speak evil ways to devour the people of God. That's why we pray first. You pray and seek God's righteousness and put God first in all you do and say, because you don't want to say the wrong thing and cut, because the words can cut someone's throat just like a razor, and they can, it can shoot somebody just like a bullet, and it can kill someone just like murder. So we have to be careful. We have to watch the enemy. Had not the Lord God been watching the enemy tried to snuff out Job, the enemy would have overtaken him. But God saw him, and he had to get permission to do what he wanted to do. So God's eyes are in every place, watching the evil and the good. And he watched his wonders to be performed, even in the goodness. So God bless you. I could say more, but I know others are trying to jump in and want to have something to say. That's why we have to stay prayerful, so we know how to bind the enemy. Praise God. Don't let him in your house. Don't let him in your mind. Don't let him in your will. And we have to remember, too, we can't always just wonder what the enemy is doing and what he's going to do, but you have to sometimes watch him and just see what he will do. And then you keep your eyes on him. And that's when you rebuke the enemy. Don't let him just come in and tear up your family, tear up your home, tear up and steal your salvation, steal your testimony. Bind him and rebuke him. You already see what he's doing. So we need to stop him in his tracks and rebuke him and not entertain him. Praise God. Even in our revival on last night, we had to bind and rebuke the enemy because the young lady wanted to get saved, and we thank God for that. She was able to come up through the binding and rebuking and give her soul to God. So we thank God, because that's what God is looking for, souls from the soldiers, in Jesus' name. God bless you. Back in the young lady.
Thank you so much, Pastor Mary Rich, and we just thank God for you. That's Ambassador Pfeiffer. Oh, my God. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Who else is supposed to speak on that?
Good morning. This is Mother Digby in Illinois. I thank and praise the Lord for all I heard, and I thank the Lord for just being in the knowledge of that scripture, that the eyes of the Lord are in every place. God sees all the good that you do and all of the evil. And I thank the Lord for how he has given us the Holy Ghost, given us power to be able to overcome and to walk upright before him. That's the most important thing to me, to be able to walk upright before him and give me power to shun the evil and to do the good. And I thank and praise the Lord for that today, just knowing that God knows everything. You can't hide nothing from God. So you just come out with your hands up and live for God.
My. Y'all are walking pretty heavy. Thank you so much. Amen. Who else can expound on that? In fact, everybody ought to be able to expound on that. The eyes of the Lord are in every place. Yeah, he's God. Amen. Who else has eyes that can see everywhere except God? My mind goes back to the scripture here in Revelation. They say that the scripture says that there are four beasts that are around the throne, and they have six eyes, and they got six wings. And I have to look at that a little bit more to elaborate on that. But they got more than two eyes. How many eyes you got? Two. Amen. But around the throne, these belong to God. They have many eyes. And two to veil their feet, and two to veil their face, and two wings to fly away. But they got eyes in back and eyes in front. everywhere they got eyes of the Lord seeth everything. Amen. And he's got you and he's got me. We're the eyes of the Lord too. Amen. Are we in every place? Amen. God's got somebody in every place beholding the evil and the good. My God. I want to open up the line. It's to you. Come on. Talk on that scripture.
Mother Wilson.
Mother Wilson.
I'm thanking God for that because the eyes of the Lord is in every place, the whole, the evil and the good. And I thought about how Psalm 23:6 that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Mercy. The mercy part is something that follows us, and the eyes of the Lord is just like the mercy that keeps us going. And wherever we go, there is his eyes and his mercy, wherever we may be. And he sees what we do, and he knows where we are going. And I thank him for having his eyes on us because his mercy is there to protect us and tell us his eyes.
Yes, ma'am. Beautiful, Mother Wilson. Are you still there? Did you finish?
Yes, sir. I'm yet here. I just thank the Lord for the scriptures that come by our way, and we can just listen to what the Lord is saying. And I tell you, it is just great because the mercies of God and his eyes mean so much to be watching over us day and night. He's watching us day and night. No matter where we go or where we be, he's watching over us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. He is. All right. Beautiful. All right. Anybody else? Give an exegesis on that. You know, God is given to you. All right. On the word of God. All right. What God is saying. All right. The line is open. Must I pull a few of y'all out? Come on.
Beck Johnson in Texas.
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome to everyone. I was thinking about that word. We realize that we're still in Proverbs, the book of wisdom, and in living for God, we are to take on the cloak of his wisdom that has been given. He said, if you lack wisdom, ask for it. And in asking for it, we read the word of God and we receive it. And so this verse is just letting us know that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. What that is doing is reminding us to stay aware, refreshing our mind and our thinking. Don't let the enemy think you're doing something and getting away with it. But no, being wise in the Lord is reminding us, refreshing us, that everything we do, God sees. And because of that, that's why in righteousness, keeping that before our mind, that everything we do, the Lord is aware of it. So he would that we not be ignorant in the devices of the enemy that might would tell you that nobody sees you, you can do that, you can get away with that. No, but the word of God says, as a reminder, the eyes of the Lord, keeping watch over that thing that the enemy will whisper to you to do. But we got to realize that the word has already given us to beware. Amen.
Mother, thank you so much. A lot of wisdom in that. We appreciate it. Yeah. And some of you are, you know, when the Lord is speaking to you, I read it for myself in Daniel that the Lord many times has kept secrets that he reveals to his prophets and his saints for the last day. And this is the last day, folks. And let the Lord reveal these secrets to you as we've heard here on the live. Amen. The eyes of the Lord are in every. Line is open to you. Somebody else speak on that. Amen. Give us some wisdom on that. Beholding the evil and the good. It's open to you. Go ahead.
Good morning, Pastor. This is Brother James.
Yes, sir.
I enjoy the line this morning, and the Lord put on my heart a passage that I read in Ezekiel a few weeks ago. And it's in Ezekiel chapter 8, if your listeners would like to read it later on. But in there, the Lord was revealing to Ezekiel some of the abominations the children of Israel were committing. And these were not just the children of Israel, but the leaders. And the Lord was reminding Ezekiel that the leaders are the ones that influence the people and the flock. And so he wanted to reveal to Ezekiel how the children of Israel and the leaders of Israel were committing abominations against the Lord. And in Ezekiel chapter 8, and verse number 9, he said, "And he said to me, go in and see the wicked abominations which they are doing there. So I went in and I saw, said Ezekiel, and there were every sort of creeping thing, abominable beasts, and all the idols of the house of Israel, portrayed all around on the walls. And there stood before them 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel. And in their midst stood Jazez, the son of Shabbat. Each man had a censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up. Then the Lord said unto me, son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel do in the dark? Every man in a room of his idols. For they say, the Lord does not see us. The Lord has forsaken the land." And basically what they were saying, and what God says, they think because they're doing this evilness in the dark that I can't see them. But God said, I see them. I see their wicked ways. And then that's one example of the evilness that no matter where we are, God sees, even in the dark. We sometimes, but I won't go on that any further. I just wanted to bring that part out about the evilness that is in the lives, and all of us are vulnerable. We can do wrong also, but I also wanted to share about the good. And the good, there's a passage where the woman with the mite, she came and she gave her mite. Everybody else was making noise, and when they gave their offerings, they wanted everybody to see. But this woman was humble, and she walked up, and she gave her offering so that no one even noticed what she gave. And the Lord pointed her out because of the good that she had given everything that she had owned, that she had. And the Lord pointed her out because of the goodness that she had just demonstrated by her giving. And so we don't need to make a lot of noise, and we don't need to say anything, because God, first of all, not only sees our effort, but he also sees our heart. And so sometimes we think God can't see what we do, but God can see in the dark and he can see in the light. But most importantly, God sees our heart. And like we shared on this line before, there's one thing that's certain about the heart can't lie. And so although none of us can see one another's heart, like the dark, God can see through even the hearts of man. And so I just wanted to share that with the line this morning.
Beautiful. Rich, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen.
All right, the line is open to you.
Praise the Lord, Chief Ambassador. This is Ambassador Smith. God bless you. And the Lord just read the text that I wanted to come from. So I'm just going to add a little to that and what everyone has said. And it says, behold the Lord, that he beholds the good and the evil. First thing that denotes his heavenly place in heaven, that he's omnipresent, he's omniscient. He sees everything, and he knows everything. Glory to God. Behold the good and evil. The man of God just read the scripture text that I was going to and found on. But just let you know, secret thing. God knows everything. There is nothing hidden from God that he doesn't already know. But there's another part of that scripture that should give us comfort, is that it says, knowing that the Lord's eyes is upon every place. Well, that's a good position for God, for us to tap into in the spirit, and be comforted to know that he sees those things. But a lot of times we spend too much time majoring on the minor things. Did you see that? But God knows that. He even knew what was going on inside of
He knows everything. He knows how down and our downfall. He knows if we make our bed in heaven, he's there. He knows everything. What? The thing about it is that we have to stay focused on God. The Bible lets us know there is no good thing he'll hold from us. He also lets us know in Hebrews, if you sin willfully after coming to the knowledge of the truth, there's no sacrifices for your sin. He also lets us know, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? He said, God forbid. But he lets us know that we as people of God, when it says, know the good and the good and the evil and the bad, what do? We should be always with our response that will bring grace to the hearers. We should always put ourselves in the position that we are doing good. We are saying things that are good. And God is there. I am so grateful for this scripture that you brought before us today, because if we spend too much time focusing on what someone else is not doing, we'll put ourselves in the position to try to be God, to judge people, to bring weak judgment on people. I just thank God. I just want him to be God, and he is God. I don't know anybody who stepped out on nothing and created everything by the mere existence of his word. I love him today for being God and knowing he's the everything, and he knows everything. There are some things that only God is one of, and not us. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you so much, Ambassador Smith. Beautiful, wonderful, very rich. Amen. Oh, y'all are walking heavy. God bless you. Amen. Let me give you that scripture that I was referring to a while ago. Amen. Revelations, 4 and 6, and it talks about those four beasts, and it talks about what was around the throne of God. This is from the Isle of Patmos, John, who saw this vision, saw the end time. Amen. God used him to reveal this, and it was recorded in the Word of God, what shall happen in the end time. But part of what will happen in the time, he saw the throne of God, and it was like glass, like unto crystal glass. And in the midst of the throne, around about the throne, were four beasts. And this is what I'm trying to get to. These four beasts, the Bible says in Revelation 4 and 6, they were full of eyes. Before them, they had eyes in the front, and behind, they had eyes in the back. Amen. Why would God make four beasts to be around the throne, to sit before, that had eyes before them and in the back too? May I combine these two scriptures, because he has eyes through even these beasts that were seen to see the evil and the good. Well, you say, well, he's in heaven. There was no evil up there. I beg to differ from you. That's why, in fact, trouble started in heaven with the Satan, Lucifer, the devil, who was full of arrogance, thinking that he was as good as God or better than God, and convinced those heavenly hosts, one third of them, to follow him. And they left, got kicked out of heaven because of their nonsense, may I say it like that. But he has beasts now, full of eyes, before and behind. Amen. Watching before them everything that's going on before the throne, and can see everything behind the throne. Oh, my God. They're beholding the evil and the good. That's why I want to combine that. God bless you. Anybody else want to expound on this? All right. Anybody else want to say something?
Amen.
God bless you. I'm giving you time. I want to just go to maybe two or three praise reports. We're shifting gears. Amen. And go into another form of praise. Who has a praise report that you want to give about what God did for you. Amen, because he's beholding not only the evil, but the good. Praise report is the good. He certainly will see now.
Amen. This is Brother Lonnie coming with a praise report from Kansas City.
All right, Brother Lonnie.
Hey, Pastor, honor to the pastor and Amazing Grace. I just want to say on this morning that I've been overwhelmed by a lot of things, and I just coming from the heart at this moment and just asking the Lord for forgiveness and his mercy to keep me and to continue to do his will. And I realize that when you are striving to serve the Lord, that those beasts and those forces will come against you to try to prevent you from doing God's will. And that's why you have to stay close to the Lord, as this we all know. There's power in prayer. There's power in worshiping him. And as your day is fulfilled with the Lord and with wisdom, there is no greater pleasure on earth that we can experience than knowing the Lord and knowing what he has done for me, bringing me through my trials and tribulations, and caring for me. And I am so apologetic in my heart, because Jesus suffered and he bled for me and my sins and all of us. We all fall short of the glory of God. And I realize that if we are called to do his will, it says that if you love him, you will help to save his sheep, and you will be a shepherd for his sheep. And that's all that I really want to do, is to be able to help others and to be a living example. A lot of people are falling away. A lot of people are not understanding, but we cannot go to their level. So what I'm saying is, staying away from the people that are negative. Everybody's not going to be able to be reached. Everybody is not going to be able to. And I just thank the Lord for his mercy that he saw me and decided to change my life around. And I want to continue to try to do my best for him and not waver or get weary or get tired or get negative or anything like that. And some days it's hard, but if you just put him first and dedicate yourself, everything will work out. And I truly believe that with all my heart, my soul, and my mind. So I just ask that everyone continue to pray for me. I appreciate everything that you have done for me, Pastor Bernard, Dr. Johnson. And I just thank you so much. And that is what I wanted to say today. And that was truly from the heart, that I just need his mercy and his grace to continue to guide me.
I tell you what, you're on it, Brother Lonnie. Thank you so much. And you're right. You just made me think about 1 Timothy 4:1. I believe it says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times,
yes,
some shall depart from,
yes,
the faith.
Yes.
Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. That's where that comes in. Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So,
yes.
The eyes of the Lord, amen, as they have come into the fold, but these seducing spirits and doctrines,
mm-hmm,
of devils have somehow finagled them and caused them to fall back and depart from the faith. I heard,
yes,
somebody say the other day, they were listening to the radio, and they were talking on the radio about there's a great falling away from the church now. People are not going to church like they used to go to church. They were saying this on the radio. And so God's watching that too. He's watching the evil and the good. And he sees how people used to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. But now somehow they're not really steadfast. People have this, and I need to stop here, but people have this